Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And welcome to our prediction special for Fastlane 2023. Only 5 matches on the card as of post Monday Night Raw, anyways.
Yeah, 4 o'clock on Tuesday, October 3rd. 5 matches announced. I mean, the card, look at the card. It's already pretty SmackDown heavy. I mean, three of the 5 matches announced are already SmackDown feuds.
So we've got Shinsuke and Seth on Raw, and we've got the tag titles from Raw.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them are SmackDown ones. What else is going on Raw that they could have? Well, I had suggested to you like Rhea Ripley and Nia Jax, maybe.
I mean, maybe DIY versus Imperium.
That could be, but I feel like they always set these things up pretty decently in advance.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they just sort of shoehorn that. It's not the era of Vince anymore where they just sort of shoehorn a bunch of matches into it.
And it's not like an AEW pay-per-view where they'll announce 15 matches the last minute.
Right, exactly. We'll see if we can get through these matches and get over 8 minutes of it, because that's what we need for YouTube. So.
We do. Because
here's the thing also. Here's the thing, though. I was just doing my predictions just now, putting in my numbers.
Uh-huh.
A lot of foregone conclusions here, man.
I know. It feels that way. It feels that way. It really does.
I wonder if this is more about story beats than like wins and losses. Because like you and I talked a little bit on the Raw review, the Judgment Day, Cody J situation, along with Dom and the North American title, seems to be a lot can go on there. A lot can happen there.
Oh,
there's
absolutely
a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. There definitely are a lot of moving pieces, and who knows which way all those pieces are going to fall. I'm looking at the SmackDown recap from this past Friday. We were there. Nothing really outstanding in terms of like matches they could add.
No, I know. I mean, if you look about it, like if you actually look at the matches though, like every major sort of person is, they're sort of accounted for. Judgment Day is accounted for, Bloodlines accounted for, Cena's accounted for, LA Knight, the world title. I mean, Gunther and Ciampa just had like a banger match on Raw. There's no feud for him, just waiting.
That was a clean win for Gunther. No real wiggle room for rematch necessarily.
And then the United States champion is involved in a six-man tag match, which is kind of bizarre, too.
Yeah, strange.
So, yeah, this looks like probably it is what it is. A breezy pay-per-view. Think I'm going to try to knock this one out within 2.5 hours, Larson?
Oh, I'm hoping for two. Two hours.
Ooh, a smooth Saturday night for us.
Yeah, easy. Anyway, let's kick things off. Before we kick things off, confidence points here going in Raw. That's what we use. For example, this card, there's only 5 matches announced so far. So the match you're most confident in, how many points do you give it, Steve?
5 confidence points.
The match least confident in, how many points do you give that one?
1 confidence.
A single confidence point. So on and so forth. So each match has a unique confidence point value. You get that pick right, you get those points.
Unique. You cannot have two fours.
Yeah.
No, yep. You said that. I was punctuating it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, unique. You can't have 2 fours or 2 fives. You can have 1 of each number, 1 through 5 in this instance. Get your pick right, you get those points. Whoever has the most points at the end of Fastlane will be the winner of Week of Champions 2.
This is very exciting because right now, Donald Seaman, I believe, is in the lead. Yes. But there's a couple of interesting names sort of nipping at his heels.
Potential repeat champions.
Former champion, or I'm sorry, current champion Maz, not that far behind. Champ Fear and Loathing, not that far behind. So yeah, we have a potential for either a new champion or a repeat, a retain.
Something we've never seen before.
A Grover Cleveland, where the Champ Fear and Loathing had it, lost it, has it again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now let's kick things off. First match. Bobby Lashley, Street Profits, taking on the LWO. Steve, who do you got?
LWO is, I know a lot of people might not have seen it, but it's a mess. You had Rey and Santos Escobar in that United States Championship match. Santos looked like he was on the verge of giving Rey a big old whoop. And then the Street Profits to try to prove to Bobby Lashley that they have the ingredients that they attacked. So I think because of all that, I've got the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley winning this match with 4 confidence points.
4. See, I agree with you with the winner. Here's my only reason I'm not putting a ton of confidence points on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Already once, Bobby Lashley has admonished, kicked out Street Profits from his faction for not going out and being aggressive enough for his liking. And I know the LWO is an absolute mess at this point. Hell, Santos could turn on Rey at Fastlane. That being said, who's to say that the Street Profits don't hesitate again and cost them the match and angers Bobby Lashley? Don't think it's going to happen. It'll just be a repeat of the same story beat we already saw. But I can't put a ton of confidence points on this one in the event that it does happen. I got Lashley and the Street Profits with 2.
You know what would actually be kind of interesting? If they did kind of a fake out with the Street Profits, if Bobby Lashley actually did go back to the drawing board and pick up like a Carmelo and a Trick or some other tag team that he's like, oh, wow, this is going to work. Or like a Bronson Reed and then somebody else like starts it from scratch. Doesn't even pick like a normal tag team, starts it from scratch.
Yeah.
Maybe gets B-Fab and Ashanti to team up with Bronson Reed, something like that.
Yeah.
And Montez sort of becomes the alpha of Street Profits and builds his own faction along with Angelo. That could be kind of interesting if they did something like that. So how many confidence points do you have on that?
2. 2 on Bobby.
Only 2? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
We'll see things shake out on the go-home SmackDown, but right now 2 confidence points. Got a lot more confidence on this next match.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
John Cena. Yes, taking on the Bloodline team of Jimmy Uso, the true tribal chief, right, Steve?
Yeah, I was going to do this, but he doesn't do
that. Put your ones
up. The other guy doesn't. Extreme.
Jimmy Uso, Solo Sikoa. John Cena ain't losing. LA Knight ain't losing. I'll tell you, he's eating this pin. That's Jimmy Uso.
Yeah, this is all just fodder for Roman Reigns to come out hot and angry on like the following SmackDown or whenever he's going to decide to show up.
Yeah.
I don't see Cena and LA Knight losing this one. How many confidence points do you have on this?
5.
I'm glad you have that. I have 5 as well. When it comes down to our predictions challenge, Larson, I might change some of these just to try to go for that Hail Mary.
Got to.
And this is one that I might take all of these and flippity flop them.
Do the opposite.
Maybe.
I think there's a 15. How many points are you behind the leader? Because I think there's only 15 points possible here.
The leader has 79. How was the leader have? 79?
Something like that. Yeah.
I don't know, far?
All right. Well, I guess my point is, I don't know if you do the opposite and they all go your way, if you even have a chance. Anyways, next up, Io Sky defending the WWE Women's Championship against Asuka and Charlotte Flair. Steve, who do you got?
I have got Io Sky. I think Charlotte and Asuka, they got a lot of history, both positive and negative, but I think they're going to end up taking each other out of the equation. So yeah, I got Io retaining. It hasn't been that long since she's had the thing. So yeah, Io's going to retain.
How many confidence points?
I will tell you right now. How many do you have on this one?
I have 1 on Io.
Only 1. Interesting.
Not that I think she's not going to win. I think she's going to win. I feel pretty good about the fact that she's going to win, but usually in a match with more than 2 competitors or 2 teams.
Yeah.
You know, the more competitors in the match, your odds drastically go down of winning.
True.
So this is a triple threat. I feel pretty good about if Io is facing Charlotte or Asuka in a 1-on-1 bout, I feel pretty good about Io's chances. Maybe 3 confidence points. But
I got
triple threat, I'm going to go with 1.
I got 2 confidence points on this. Sorry, my Chrome this time froze up on me.
Oh, my goodness.
I have 2 confidence points on this one.
Not too different for me.
Yeah, not that different, mainly because I'm just so confident in everything else.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of it, too. Let's see how confident you are in this next bout, Steve. Judgment Day. Damian Priest. Finn Balor defending those tag titles against Jey Uso. Now you can do the dance, Steve. Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes. There you go. I want to hear who you got for this bout, Steve.
I have the Judgment Day.
All right.
I think that, like you said, there's so much going. Number one, I don't think Dom is going to be on the outs with a Judgment Day. However, I think there's enough stuff that can happen between now. We're filming this before NXT. I think he's going to lose at NXT. Between now and what happens all throughout Fastlane, that I think he can make up for whatever for losing the North American title. And, hey, maybe if he is on the outs, maybe he's not allowed to come home, he'll find a way to get back in the good graces of the Judgment Day. So I have the Judgment Day retaining. I just don't see Jay and Cody with those titles. I feel like Cody is going to be like, I don't really want this because it'll sort of like tie me down a little bit, because we all know he's heading to the bluer pastures of SmackDown at some point.
How many confidence points do you have on Judgment
Day? A single confidence point. Because I don't know.
So this is the one chance I'll probably take here, and the chance I'll probably take. I'm out of the running for Big Blue this month, so I might as well take some chances. This one I'll say, Cody, Jey Uso, why not? It would lead to some intriguing stories, potentially, between Cody and Jey. Jey would be a champion on Raw. People already don't like him on Raw. It might bring up more heat on Cody in the Raw locker room. Cody will have to politic his way out of more heat just so he can leave the SmackDown. And then the idea of Cody going to SmackDown, the Jey being forced to go to SmackDown to defend the tag titles with Cody, even though he doesn't, I don't think he really wants to go to SmackDown.
Yeah.
I don't think he really wants to go because that's where the bloodline's at. He doesn't want to get involved in that business anymore.
Good point. Yeah.
So, and from a storyline perspective, I feel like there's more interesting stories to be told if Judgment Day loses and then everybody in Judgment Day who once had titles, say for Rhea, doesn't have titles anymore. And Rhea's like, I got to carry this faction now.
Yeah, yeah. So I've confirmed I'm 11 points down.
Oh, okay. From so if you do the opposite,
Donald C-Man. So if I do the opposite of everything C-Man does,
yeah,
and that actually happens, then I got then a chance
you,
here.
You got a chance. You got a chance. You got a little wiggle room. 11 points. Probably the main event, last man standing match between Seth Rollins and Shinsuke Nakamura for the World Heavyweight Championship. Now they've done a great job of building Nakamura up to be seen as a real credible threat. All the video package promos he's been doing is great. The segment on Raw was really good where he destroyed Seth and his back with the chair, and then he had a backbreaker on chair that a bunch of Kinshasas, and he counted to 10 and held the title up. But fortunately, that wasn't the real match. And
because right, he went through all that. Yeah, he doesn't win that. He didn't win that.
No, but unfortunately, since he went through all that, the visual win with that, he's not going to get the actual win at the pay-per-view. It's not going to happen. Seth is going to win this. Yeah. I got Seth Rollins with four confidence points.
Yeah, I got Seth Rollins with three confidence points, mainly because I'm more confident in two other matches, the Lashley and the Cena match.
Yeah.
So,
So,
like we said, you know, only unique numbers. So, like, I could have had 3 5s if I wasn't playing by the rules.
Why settle for 3 5s? How about 5 5s?
Because I'm not sure about that Judgment Day Cody Rhodes match. I don't want to lose 5 points. I'm going to just lose
You wouldn't lose 5 points because you'd have 5 points on other matches.
Well, you know, it's sort of a...
You wouldn't lose 5 points. You just wouldn't get 5 points.
I have a big puddle of something right here. I don't know what it is. What is,
anyways, is it?
I don't know. It's
potentially disturbing.
It's glowing. Anyways. I got the three confidence points.
Three of Seth.
Yes. Yeah.
Try to sneak an extra five and four in there.
Could be five if I had more fives to give, but I don't.
But you only have one. Unique.
Unique. I have one unique, wonderful five. Anyways, is that it?
Yeah, that's the five matches. All right. I mean, what else are we going to talk about? Join us for our Fastlane watch-along Saturday evening starting about, I don't know, 5 o'clock-ish.
Hopefully my internet won't go out.
Gosh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Like it was on for like 12 hours straight at Wrestle Dream, but I can't get through 2 Raw reviews in a row. So something about Tuesdays. Maybe Comcast is out here doing work on Tuesdays at like the exact same time. Let us know in the comments who you think is going to win at Fastlane. Give us your confidence points as well. Unique numbers. Don't give us all fives.
Mm-mm, that's cheating. I mean, I tried that once. You'll get caught.
I was like, I'm not the smartest man in the world, Larson, but it looks like you wrote the number 5 down here twice. Guilty. Anyways, that's going to do it, everybody. Hit that sub button. Hit the thumbs up. Go over to our podcast channel. Hit that thumbs up and the sub button as well. There's no thumbs up to hit over the
podcast.
But
hit the sub button. We're trying to get 198,891 subs.
I know. We dropped a couple more from even the live review. It's probably because they're like, what the hell happened to the internet? They disliked my internet. My goodness.
My goodness. Just tumbling. We're going to be under 198,000 soon enough. Just watch.
Don't say it. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.